Welcome to the Boulder City Podcast, where we focus on the people, the places, and the events in our small town. Today, we sit down with Michelle Linder, the owner of Linder Wellness, a Boulder City business that brings its clients comfort and well-being. Linder Wellness is all about holistic measures for overall personal well-being. The business opened in 2020 and houses three massage therapists offering a multitude of different styles of massage and energy work. Michelle is also an expert at private sound healing and Reiki. Vibrational sound therapy uses sound frequencies and vibrations on the physical body to ease stress and anxiety by calming the nervous system, reduce pain and physical discomfort with the vibrations, and improve the quality of sleep. It is effective in clearing and balancing personal energies, calming the mind, and soothing emotional stress. She also delivers several yoga classes that are gentle, restorative, and trauma-sensitive. To book an appointment, visit linderwellness.com. She spoke with me in her studio in Boulder City last week. Welcome to the Boulder City Podcast. My guest today is Michelle Linder, the owner of Linder Wellness here in Boulder City. This business has created a lot of comfort for her clients, and we're going to talk about all the different ways she does that. So, Michelle, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. We were office neighbors for a couple of years here, and got to be friendly with you and really appreciate what you're doing for the town. So why don't you give us a little of your background, where you got your education in your field, and when you got to Boulder City, most important of all.
All right. Well, let's start with Boulder City. I came here in 2017 to live. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I'd been working in and out of Boulder City since 2008.
Okay.
Training and education.
Yeah.
That goes back to 2016. I got my Reiki certification for level 1 and 2. In the beginning part of 16, the latter part of 16, I received my 200 hours in yoga teacher training, which was in hot yoga of all things.
Okay.
And since then, I took a vibrational sound therapy practitioner training in 2018. And of course, I do continuing education and personal research.
Sure.
Related to yoga, anything to do with sound healing, and just energy work for the betterment of my community.
Okay, great. Yeah. Great. So tell us what kind of services you offer here.
Here in the studio, I offer chair yoga. Mm-hmm. I offer a traditional floor yoga that's gentle rather than a vinyasa or a fast-paced cardio kind of experience.
Okay.
And I offer restorative yoga. And also sound healing, sound baths.
Okay.
At my other location, I offer Reiki services and private sound healing sessions where we use singing bowls on the body. And I offer workshops here as well.
Mm-hmm.
The space is larger, so I get to bring more people in. Mm-hmm. The workshops that I'm working on through the spring are Don't Let Gravity Get You Down, which is fall prevention and fall preparedness.
Okay. That's important for a lot of people here in Boulder City.
It is.
So yoga obviously is a very important part of your studio, and a lot of people aren't familiar with it. So how does that work if you want to get in? That kind of limbers you up and strengthens your muscles and things of that nature, correct?
Yes, it limbers you up. It opens the body up. A lot of times we sit, we travel, we're all closed up. So it opens up the body. It teaches us to breathe in a different fashion.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches us to be mindful of our body. A lot of times you'll go to the doctor and this happened and I don't know when it happened.
Right,
so
yeah.
It helps us to just be more aware. There are also I lost my words here. So, like, it teaches you to be mindful. It teaches you to be non-judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches you to be open-minded, practice gratitude. There are a lot of philosophies that go with yoga as well.
Okay. Well, yoga obviously is connected to Buddhism and I guess Hinduism, but you don't bring that religious aspect into it.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I found that people are more comfortable with just layman's terms, and I like to micro cue is what we call it. So I'm constantly giving you things to focus on in the body, your breath work, the posture of your shoulders, your core, just bringing you more into the body.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that is more beneficial for the aging population.
Right. Okay. So how did you learn how to teach yoga? I mean, obviously you can take a lot of classes, but you have to have some special training, I would imagine, to teach it.
I came to yoga with a lot of experience in public speaking. Mm-hmm. In my former employ, I had to go to speak to the town boards. I had to speak at conventions for the aging and disabilities. Mm-hmm. And I did Toastmasters for a while, okay, just to be more confident in public speaking. Mm-hmm. And most of the people aren't looking at me anyway, so
right.
they get their eyes sure. closed, or they're looking at their yoga mat.
Yeah,
so.
Sure. Yeah, okay, great. So you also do this vibrational sound therapy. I've always been interested in that. How does that work, and what kind of issues does it address for the people?
It works multifaceted because it's singing bowls and tuning forks on the body. So mm-hmm. that brings a physical experience,
okay,
which brings a change in your cellular structure, mm-hmm. literally, because we're mostly intercellular fluid.
Okay.
Imagine dropping a rock into a pond and that vibrates out. So mm-hmm. that happens okay. cellularly. And then the auditory experience changes you in an emotional way, mm-hmm. and it also changes your brain and how it's functioning. So most of the time we're running around in a beta,
right,
and the tones and the vibrations and the frequencies that I use drop you into an alpha, which is like daydreaming,
mm-hmm.
or a delta brainwave state, where that is more like a meditative state.
Okay.
And this is beneficial because it drops us out of fight or flight and into rest or digest, mm-hmm. where we can heal better internally.
Right. So I guess the physical part of that is a little bit like acupuncture, correct? I mean, that it kind of addresses those kind of nerves in the same way?
Yes, and we can use a tuning fork, mm-hmm. or I have a special singing bowl that helps me just pinpoint the exact places.
Mm-hmm.
So I can work your meridians, I can work acupressure points, I can work, let's say, the back of your knee if it hurts, mm-hmm. and just really target things into specifically what a client would need.
Okay, that sounds interesting. So you mentioned a Reiki. Explain what that is and how that works, and how you're training in that. How did that work as well?
I'll start with my training. My training, I started in 2016, mm-hmm. and I got Reiki level 1 and Reiki level 2 over a weekend. It was probably a 12-hour experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of just let it rest. That teaches you how to work on self-healing,
right,
and helping to heal others. And I kind of let that just lay, and I didn't do a whole lot with it. And then 2023, I got my Reiki Master Level 3 training, and I really took that and ran with it, offering private Reiki sessions and then cultivating my own curriculum to teach others how to be Reiki
okay.
practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
Reiki it has ancient roots in Buddhism, but it's not really a religious thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the practitioner channels what we call universal life force,
mm-hmm.
or universal love, and channels it through them and shares it with the person on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings about a calming effect, similar to the vibrational sound therapy. It just helps people to drop into a space where their body can really focus on healing internally, releasing chemicals and releasing stress and blockages.
Okay.
But it's more etheric.
Yeah, okay. So is that kind of a step up from the vibrational sound therapy, I would imagine?
Perhaps.
Yep.
I'm biased to the vibrational sound therapy personally,
okay.
So I'm biased. I can't say one way or the
okay.
other. How about that?
So how about when a client comes in and asks you, which one should I try?
It depends on what their issues
mm-hmm.
are. You know, if they are suffering from, let's say, trauma,
mm-hmm.
I might do the Reiki because they don't necessarily want to be touched.
Okay.
Both practices, the client stays fully clothed, but some things aren't acceptable in certain circumstances.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
If they have more of a physical ailment,
mm-hmm.
then I would recommend the vibrational sound therapy,
mm-hmm.
because we can work on that physical issue directly.
Okay. So what is the theory behind the sound? And you mentioned the different levels you could reach, beta versus alpha and things of that nature. What's the theory behind, you know, what kind of sound transforms you to those different levels?
calming sounds.
Yeah.
calming sounds and just proximity, the volume, mm-hmm. That sort of stuff all equates into it. What was the question? Repeat the question,
well,
please.
The theory behind this, I mean, how do you know which sounds will take you to an alpha level or a delta level, as you mentioned before?
Through my training, mm-hmm. and then it's pretty common knowledge. You can look it up easily by Googling it, but like 136 hertz, 432 mm-hmm. hertz, and variances thereof can create like binaural beats, mm-hmm. and that creates entrainment. So because we're all frequency,
yeah.
Those frequencies just became ingrained and the brain syncs up,
okay.
and then that calms the nervous system.
Yeah, I was just reading something about music, how there it's always been a certain hertz. I think it was 136 hertz, but that was decided by some council, you know, 100 years ago, and now they've realized that if you push it up maybe to 144, that changes the whole aspect of your development and people's attitude.
Yes. My understanding is that it was 432 hertz that was decided long ago.
Right.
And most of the music that we hear now mm-hmm. is 440 hertz.
Right.
And that is just enough difference that it creates a small amount of consistent dissonance mm-hmm. in us personally, yeah. and in society as a whole.
Sure.
So like Prince, he used 432 hertz when
right.
he was, and there
okay.
are other musicians that
right.
do that. I just don't know all of them off the top
yeah,
of my
yeah,
head.
Yeah, yeah, no, and that was the first I've ever heard of this, so I was really a little confused, but that makes sense what you just said there in terms of Prince and things like that. So is there any specific kinds of music? Is it really just the tones that you use, or is there some kind of beats? How does that work? Is it just instrumental music, or is it people singing?
Singing can have profound impacts. I am not a person that can sing. You don't want me to try.
Yeah.
Tempo
yeah.
has something to do with it. The volume that you play it
mm-hmm.
at. And then just the music that's being played. You know,
right.
if you're listening to headbanger music, you're not going to have a calming experience, right?
Yeah, right? Sure. Right.
So you just want to dial it into those calmer frequencies and tempos.
I was watching a show on TV a few weeks ago, and they had some Hawaiian choir music in the background. It just—I felt it was just so calming. You know, it was just incredible. I didn't know they did that in Hawaii. I thought they just had the ukuleles.
Right.
but apparently that's not the case. So
I'll have to look for that.
Right. So you started Linder Wellness in 2020, correct? Why did you decide to do that?
I had previously been Vestal Visions, and mm-hmm. I had a spot over on Colorado Street.
Mm-hmm.
I got married, and then I took over the location two doors down from
right.
here, the Wellness Center,
mm-hmm.
when a dear friend of mine passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And she had gals that were leasing rooms from her, and neither one of them wanted to take over the lease. So
mm-hmm.
they asked me to, and I was like, okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
And change the name, mm-hmm. and the rest is history.
Okay, great. And you obviously had some clients from that business, and you built your business pretty well. I mean, here we are in your second studio, and it's beautifully done, very, very comfortable, very calming. So you've developed your business beyond that.
Yes. I've always wanted a spot here in Boulder City where
sure.
I could do group events. Previously, I was mm-hmm. carting my singing bowls and everything all over town,
right.
into the valley. But I really wanted to focus on my own backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And the expansion has really allowed me to embrace that.
Okay.
I can do large groups. I think 15 people will fit in here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So this is your new studio, and you do groups in here, as you mentioned. How do you conduct that? I mean, it's a big space, but 15 people, it must get a little crowded.
A little crowded,
yeah.
We're just strategic on placement of the mats and spacing,
mm-hmm.
and move some of that stuff out of the way when the time comes
sure,
to
right.
create space.
Okay.
But people can sign up online for that,
sure.
and it limits how many people can
okay.
log in and catch a spot.
So the demographics of your clients, I imagine most of them are older because, you know, a lot of the physical ailments and the aches and pains. I'm older, so I feel myself. Is that really your the large part of your clientele?
I like to say that my client base is all of us that feel like we're not as young as we used to be.
Okay. Right.
You know, so maybe something happened to you in your early 30s and you're 40 now.
Sure.
And it's your body doesn't feel the same.
Okay.
And I just cater a lot to us as we age.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. So we've got some equipment behind us here. We got the beautiful gong and the cot over here. And I like the cot because I have a hard time getting up and down off the floor. So I guess some of your people do as well. Explain some of the equipment that you use in your practice here.
The cots, I am developing a restorative kind of yoga practice, a gentle flow, where the cot literally brings the floor to my clients.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it's contributing to the luxurious sound baths that
okay.
I provide. Most sound baths, you will find people are laying on yoga mats on the floor. And a sound bath is usually an hour, so that gets to be
for sure.
uncomfortable. So
yeah.
I've got blankets, I've got pillows to prop up the legs, because mm-hmm. that's good for the heart.
Sure.
And the cots are nice and tall, 20 inches,
mm-hmm.
so you don't have to worry about if you can get back up off of the cot
right.
or not.
That's great.
Yeah.
And explain to the sound baths. Do you have speakers that you surround the client with, or is it just come out of the speakers in the ceiling there?
No speakers at all.
No? Okay.
So the speakers, because it takes the analog music sounds
uh-huh.
and digitizes them,
okay.
it does change slightly
mm-hmm. right.
the experience. So all of it is all natural. It's not piped through.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the shape of the room and the size, it really resonates, and it'll bounce off the walls
right.
and it'll come back at you. So.
Okay, well, I can attest to that. We were your neighbors for over 2 years, and we didn't hear much from that side of the wall. So,
oh, good.
So thank you for that.
Yes.
So talk about how you sign up, and do you take any kind of health insurance, Medicare, that kind of thing?
Signing up, you can go to LinderWellness.com,
mm-hmm.
and there are multiple buttons that'll lead you to the calendar to sign up. If you're not super computer savvy, you can call me or text me, and I can get you logged in. Business isn't super, super hopping yet, so I can still do that personalized
sure. okay.
touch. The insurance, I am not taking any insurance right now. I'm a one-woman show, so I don't really have time for all
right.
of that office
That's
administrative stuff.
Sure. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. So LinderWellness.com, and then we'll also post your phone number on the site when we publish this podcast as well.
I appreciate
so,
that.
So thanks for sitting down with us. We really think it's a really vibrant community here in Boulder City, and you're helping some of the people really address some of their issues by natural ways. So it's nice to have that in Boulder City. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Sure. Hope you enjoyed this week's Boulder City podcast. Special thanks to our videographer, Billy Walker, who is also available for photography and video assignments. He can be reached at info@billywalkermedia.com. Also thanks to Boulder City Social for partnering with us and helping to disseminate the programs. So we'll see you next time on the Boulder City podcast.